Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When the hair salons open, I can't wait.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to that. We talked Wednesday with Debbie Haynes, who runs a one-person salon in South Windsor. Gino Moncada has run the Gallery Salon for 26 years. It's his biggest salon as there is, 32 employees, 3,000 square feet. They do everything, and he joins us now. Gino, Joe and Ray, how are you, sir?
Gino, how are you, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are you doing? You hanging in there? You and Donna hanging in there all right?
We are hanging in here. Thank you.
Yeah. So, obviously, there was a lot of people in your line of work who weren't excited when the governor pulled the plug on opening on May 20th.
Right.
I'm sure you were done with your preparations on how to handle this, correct?
Yeah, we were. Actually, you know, we've been preparing, me and my manager, Mary Foley, have been preparing for since the day they shut us down over 8 weeks ago. So, you know, our theory has always been is to not be surprised by anything, and that kind of caught us by surprise. But, you know, we were ready to go, and, you know, pulling the plug 48 hours before we opened was kind of tough on all of us.
I have to ask you one question before Ray jumps in.
Yep,
did Foley pay you to drop her name on the radio?
She will later. Don't worry.
There's a bill in the mail, baby. Hey, you know, just quickly, how long did you think this was going to last?
The whole pandemic thing?
Or yeah, the whole shutdown, all that stuff.
You know, I don't know. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I think obviously safety is important.
Sure.
You know, we figured, you know, a couple months, but, you know, as we were looking at the radio, I mean, listening and watching television, we knew it was going to be a little longer than that. Yeah. So 8 weeks, actually, we were shocked it was going to be that soon, but we were prepared. You know, things obviously are getting better. So, you know, our whole goal is here to always be prepared for our clients. You know, we have a big staff and a lot of people we have to run through the business, and if we're not prepared, we're really going to get ourselves in trouble.
How much, with, I don't want to look for dollars and cents, but let me put it this way, Gino. What was the biggest problem in restructuring your salon so that it would be user-friendly to all the guidelines?
Well, I mean, the key is obviously maintaining that six-foot distance. You know, in our industry, obviously, we're dealing with clients. You know, we're face to face for a short amount of time, and once they sit in a chair, obviously they're faced away from us. But having to run our business at less than 50% essentially is going to be really a big dilemma. I mean, we have a huge client base, and trying to accommodate all these people that haven't been in for 8 weeks is going to be a stretch for us. You know, we've been trying to extend hours and doing different shifts to accommodate as many people as we can. But obviously it's going to take a while for us to catch up with them due to the fact that we can only accommodate at a 50% capacity.
And, Gino, if you guys remember where it is, it's on Route 4, just past Brickyard Road, and it's on the south side. It used to be the Copper Kettle or something like that, some restaurant. It's now changed. And so it's a pretty big, as you say, a pretty big place. So what are you going to do? People can't get in until they call. You know, you make an appointment, and when you're out in the lot, you say, okay, I'm here, and they'll come out and get you. Or what happens?
Exactly. So, you know, our protocol is that, you know, we've pre-booked them, and obviously we have to change our appointments again because unfortunately, we didn't book out as far as a lot of other salons did because we were prepared for anything. You know, we knew that if he wasn't sure something was going to change, that we were going to get shut down again. So fortunately, we only booked out maybe a couple of weeks. So, but now we have to recall the same people who are pre-booked and give them the opportunity to come back. They're the ones that had been out waiting the longest, you know, when we shut down in March. But yeah, so what our big protocol is that, you know, we're going to, as soon as they get in, they're going to text our phone line that we have a texting ability in our landline. So they'll text us saying they're in the parking lot. And then we will call, text them back and say, all right, your stylist is ready for you. And we'll take their temperature and ask them a few questions, you know, based on, you know, what's going on. And and then we let them in. And that's pretty much what's going to happen. And, you know, we're going to constantly sanitize between each client. It's going to be, you know, an extra job.
Yeah. Talking to Gino Mancata, he's the owner of Gallery Salon, as Ray said, on Route 4 in Farmington, as big a facility as there is, one of the many who were ready to go on Wednesday and then had the curtain shut on them on Monday. Gino, are there any services that you offer that you won't be able to do in Phase 2?
Yeah, well, right now, obviously, we do offer skin care and waxing. We're able to do a little bit of waxing eyebrows, but that's about it. But no facials, no skin care, no nails at this point until they open that up for us. So we're strictly doing hair and hair color. I mean, haircuts and hair color. So we're kind of limited at that. So the whole spa area is pretty much shut down at this point until further notice from the governor.
Gina, you know,
the decision was made, you know, I could understand if it was a viral decision or something that was a health risk. Mm-hmm. But I think based on what, you know, the governor heard from other salons and a smaller group of salon owners who weren't quite ready yet. So I think that's kind of what made a lot of salon owners and stylists upset, that he didn't look at the big picture, you know?
Hey, Gino, did you have to make physical changes to the salon?
We actually did. We actually had it, you know, we put up some barriers at the front desk. Separate the stations so they're 6 feet apart. We actually set up a tent outside in front of the salon to accommodate people coming in, just in case they get a little claustrophobic inside and they want to sit outside to get some air. Yeah. So we set up a couple of tents out there. So we're trying to make it as comfortable and as safe as possible, not only for our staff, but for our incoming clients.
Have you had word, Gino, from any of your employees that they're not comfortable coming back yet?
Yeah, we have a few. You know, we have a couple of young staff members that have children, and some have family members that have kind of a weak immune system.
Right.
And I could respect their decision not to come back. I am not that kind of owner. You know, to me, it's the safety of my employees and my clients is more important than the dollars at the end of it, you know. But, you know, most of us are all ready to come back to work. I think, you know, we'd like to be around people. We're social individuals as hairdressers. So when we don't have the opportunity to do that, it's actually more devastating than the actual job itself.
Final question, will we have to wear masks?
Yeah, we have to wear masks and face shields or goggles.
It's been a rough road. And, I mean, I'm not looking for you to give dollars and cents, but this has been a big hit for you because you do, and I've been there to get makeup for TV and stuff, but you do end visit your office manager once in a while, but you do you do a phenomenal business. So without being open for 10 weeks, that's a hit.
That hurts. That's a hole.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, you know, as a small business owner, unfortunately, outside getting some government loans and some PPP help to help, you know, my employees when they do come back to work so they can have a reasonable income while they're starting to build their business again. Uh-huh. It was a little bit of help, but we're definitely, you know, in that struggle mode. I mean, the further we go out, the harder it is to recoup what we've lost, you know. And like I said, unfortunately, I have a great staff that's very supportive of our business. And, you know, we're all going to work hard to try to get back what we're missing. So
hopefully you get back sooner rather than later. Gino Mancata is the owner of the Gallery Salon on Route 4 in Farmington. Gino, stay safe, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
You too. What a good guy he is. I really like him.
He lost a fifth of the year, Joe.
Well, and look, they do a ton of business. So that's a lot of money.
God, that hurts.
It's going down the drain.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.